Just by thinking about Buddhist teachings on karma is such a gift, such a kindness. I can transform my life, and in so doing, transform the lives of all those I have connection with. So that's benefit. Well, then there's big benefit, big beneficial intention. Okay, so now we can go back to the forest with Dignaga and Tugyo Nagpo and think about, what did Dignaga say about Buddha? Tsemal Gyopa, do you remember? Tsemal Gyopa, you who have become valid. Tsemal Gyopa, Drola Penshepa, with the intention to benefit others. You have become a non-deceptive, completely trustworthy, completely reliable person who has no ulterior motive, never takes advantage of anybody, who exists solely to benefit others. Tsema, you are so Tsema. You are so Pramana. You are so valid, Buddha. There's nothing dodgy about you at all. You're 100% reliable. Tsema Gyopa. You became, Gyopa means you became reliable by training in this Dharma. You weren't. Originally, you were an ordinary being with all the fault lines that ordinary beings have. But you used Dharma, motivated, Tsema Gyopa, Drola Penshepa, with the intention to benefit others. You practiced this Dharma and you became a completely non-deceptive, reliable, trustworthy, but you became an object of refuge for others. I think Dignaga is saying to us, look, this is, we can all have this intention. This is a big intention, isn't it? With a big B, or no, big I, sorry. Well, big B-I, big intention. Tsema Gyopa. And then he says, you know, what does he call Buddha? Do you remember? Tunpa. Tunpa, you are a teacher. These all got capital letters. Tunpa. Teacher, Deshek, Sugata, gone to bliss, experiencing eternally the bliss of Buddhahood. Never have any problems yourself, never have any suffering, never have any bad moods, never get depressed or anything, just only experience peaceful, wide open, peaceful mind of bliss. And through everything you think, say, and do, you teach others, you show you're a beacon, you lead others. Tumpa Deshek, Kyobla, Kyob, protector. You're a protector. Buddha, you are a protector. You protect us. Why? Because you give us Dharma, and Dharma means protection. You give us inner protection. You protect us from our worst enemies. Who's our worst enemy? They're not out there. My worst enemies are in here. They're my delusions, my anger, my jealousy, my pride. My greed, these are my real enemies. You have given me inner protection to identify, reduce, and finally eliminate those enemies from my mind. Just how reliable can a person be? How trustworthy can a person be to become Tumpa Desha Kyobla, Kyobla, Kyobla Chakselde? I prostrate to you, he said, Dignaga. Of course, the forces of darkness don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that all of these people they're trying to control and subdue and keep in this swamp of samsara, they don't want to hear that there's a way out for them, not just a way for them to escape from samsara, attain liberation, but for they themselves to become objects of refuge, for they themselves to become tsema, to become valid beings, valid teachers with valid speech. Valid mind, only valid mind, non-deceptive minds, totally trustworthy, inside and out. I you probably have gathered, I love this story, I love this verse. And I feel so inspired. And you know, in that story, you know, when we saw when Tugyel Nagpo came and he refused to accept the terms of the debate and he turned on Dignaga with his black magic powers, breathing fire over, tried to destroy him. And Dignaga, what did Dignaga do? Just think of the significance. He threw his slate out of desperation, despair. How can And you know, these living beings, they are just impossible. I give up. How many times have we said, I give up, you're impossible? But he was like, I give up. Living beings are impossible. I had a real intention to benefit all living beings, but they're impossible. Phew. When this slate hits the floor, that's it. I'm done. So, and the slate doesn't come down, and he looks up, and there's Manjushri, the wisdom Buddha, holding the slate. Manjushri holds the truth. The wisdom Buddha holds the truth. And he said to Dignaga, you know, do not despair, don't give up. Sometimes it's really hard to work for others. Sometimes they don't even know that you're doing it. Sometimes they don't even know your intention is to benefit. Maybe they look at you with their dark mind and they see that what you're trying to do is pull one over on them or harm them or something, even though you have inside a beneficial intention. It's not easy. But what Manjushri said to Dignaga was, don't give up. Because all that matters at the end of the day is the world that we create in our mind. In our mind, if we have a pure intention, we create a pure world. We will definitely experience a pure world through the force of our pure intention. No question at all. The rest of it is, anyway, what is it? Just a dream. So I would like to say, please be encouraged. Please first of all understand what the key is. The key is watch your intention. Guard your intention. Guard your mind by making sure you always have a beneficial intention. And then gradually grow that intention until it becomes a big beneficial intention, the intention to become a perfect being, a refuge for others, fearless, never move from a state of bliss. Sugata, Dewa Shekpa means gone to bliss. I mean, Buddha never moved. His mind is always peaceful. When you become enlightened, your mind is always peaceful. Nothing can disturb your peace of mind, nothing. Blissful, peaceful, calm, strong. We all have that potential. We have the Buddha seed. We can all become like that. We just train in this path. We have that intention. That's what I'm going to use this human life for. This is the real meaning of taking this human life. To benefit others through my being, through who I am and who I'm becoming. I wish to benefit others in the biggest way possible. So whether it's just to start with, you just have this kind of small, like local feeling of just checking this little checklist when you think, say, or do something, is this beneficial or is it harmful? Or whether you gradually through training, then you develop this big beneficial intention. There's nothing, no, Geshe-la says there is no better intention than bodhicitta, the wish to become enlightened, to protect all living beings from suffering. There's no superior intention to that. This is the best intention. So what I want to say is the key is there. It's within us. It's in our mind. We're in control of this process. And to start with, it will be clumsy, it will be haphazard, and it will be occasional, but never give up. When you feel like giving up, look up. He's there. Buddha Manjushri is always there, and it always, he will say to you, do not give up, my daughter. Do not give up, my son. Finish this work, because in the future it will benefit many, many living beings. Finish your training, please.